Hey guys, before we start this episode, we want to talk to you guys about Draft, the Draft app. I know we've been talking about it all season, but we are super addicted to it, myself and Christian especially. Basically, Draft is an app that you can download on your phone, on your smartphone, and it's like traditional DFS, but you get to draft instead of just picking random players and having multiple players on multiple lineups. So basically, I just start a five-person draft, and then we just do it like a normal snake, like a redraft kind of thing. So it's really fun. I think I won back my money this week, which is good. That's really what I strive to do, just win back my money. I think I was like in 12 different drafts this weekend, and I think Christian won some money as well, but we're losing a ton. So if you guys want to play us, don't forget...
It's not a good selling point.
if you guys want to play us, just go to either playdraft.com/eatsleepfantasy or put eatsleepfantasy as a promo code and you get $3 free. And you follow myself, ESF Dale, or ESF Burrito. The cool thing is that we got the email last week, and I think I already explained it to our listeners. But if you don't like it, and you're playing, and you just hate it, they're actually giving you a complete refund of your money. So that's worth it in itself. If you play it and you don't like it, they're guaranteeing that you will, or your money back. Up to $100, I believe. So check that out for sure. And we look forward to playing with you.
Yeah, eat, sleep, fantasy, you rocking with the best NFL fantasy football podcast. We talking mock drafts, running backs, better follow the conversation with Dale, Christian, and Armando. Screaming Eat Nation, we doing what we like. Tune in every week, guaranteed we get it hype. Fantasy football enthusiasts, I know you plan to be joining us on Eat, Sleep, Fantasy. Yeah, Eat, Sleep, Fantasy. Eat, Sleep, Fantasy.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Eat, Sleep, Fantasy Football Podcast. I am one of your co-hosts today, Dale DeMont. Thanks for joining us. With me is Armando Crespo. What's going on, Armando?
What's up, Dale? That was kind of monotone of you, so let's make it a little happier or something, whatever.
Look,
they like to hear.
We got a review saying that we were monotone and we can be a little more funny. I think that's what the review said, something like that.
Maybe he was just being funny himself.
I'm not gonna lie, that was a little weird.
With us, as sometimes, is Austin behind the glass helping us. I don't know, we still don't really have a name for him. I guess he's kind of like, he helps produce the show, so can we call him a producer? I'm not sure, but
yeah.
Austin, thanks for joining us and helping us out.
Is he muted?
Now he doesn't want to talk.
I don't want to talk because that was still a little weird.
All right. Anyways, thanks, Austin. I know you guys probably heard us talk about him off and on the podcast. So he helps us behind the scenes, and he's just listening to the show, giving us some notes, and helping us with some prep and stuff like that. So he's probably going to be with us on most podcasts. If you don't hear him, he's still going to be here. So know that he's here with you as well.
Like Jesus.
No, I look at it more like, hey guys, I look at it more like this. It's like music, man. I don't like Drake, but you know how you start from the bottom and now you're here?
Oh, geez. Austin, you're supposed to be muted by now. Just bring the whole show down. Drake joke. Anyways,
yeah, I need the notes.
We are talking, we're going to go over some injuries, some big time producers, some not so big time producers, and I want to go over some waiver wire, some early waiver wire pickups. I guess it's not really early because you are listening to this on Tuesday morning. But before we get started, I want to thank everybody for following us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And even we're doing Anchor. We're trying to get more and more into it. I know we talked about it a lot, but we just want to thank everybody for their interactions. On Twitter in particular, we're doing a thing where we're doing 5-minute member, hashtag 5-minute member. Armando, do you even know what that is? Have you been on a podcast since we described what that is?
Oh, yeah. I created the idea.
Sure, you did. anyways, if you guys are following us on Twitter, basically you... you turn on notifications so it alerts you as soon as we tweet. And then if you reply to that tweet within 5 minutes with a hashtag 5-minute member, the number 5-minute member, all one thing, like how hashtags work, you get entered into a drawing. I think we're going to give away a t-shirt. We toyed around with an idea of doing like a Skype call or something like that, but I asked Twitter today and people think it's really creepy to have a private Skype call. So maybe
I told you, especially with three fat guys.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what Austin looks like. I'm assuming he's fat.
No, no. Austin's in the military. He's probably buff. He's typing in the background now. He says, "I'm fat." Anyways, so Christian isn't here today, if you haven't noticed. So you're going to hear a lot of ums from me, and you're going to have probably semi good to bad quality of audio from Armando. So. Just yeah, I know. I gotta quit doing that. I'm sorry. It's kind of defense mechanism. When I'm scared or I don't know what I'm doing, I'd say a lot.
So Dale's scared tonight of losing to me. He has Ryan Suckup going, and he's 20 points.
Yeah,
I just wanted to say that.
Yeah,
he's gonna get them. He's gonna get it
in our league of record. Armando had Aaron Rodgers. Which I was like, oh, yeah. Not because Aaron Rodgers went down, because I don't root for that kind of stuff, but it helped me in my fantasy day. It's even worse when I have CJ Anderson fucking everything up for me, and I will still lose against Armando, even though Aaron Rodgers only had 0.72 points.
You're blaming Aaron Rodgers. You're not going to blame Lamar Miller or Devontae Freeman.
No, I'm not blaming Aaron Rodgers. I'm saying it hurts even more that I'm losing to a team that had Aaron Rodgers.
And Elijah Maguire.
Yes. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I have the number one running back in the NFL right now, Melvin Gordon, who is carrying my team. Just want to throw that out there, everybody.
Armando, I want to talk about a couple guys that did pretty well this week. I'll just name off some names and you tell me what really stands out to you. I guess we can go through one by one. Adrian Peterson, big surprise this week, 134 yards with two touchdowns. He had over 25 fantasy points for the weekend.
I'm not buying it. Are you buying it? I'm not buying it. I believe he will be a good RB2 at most. I mean, you probably got him at that value, and if you still have him, you're really happy that's finally happening. But I don't see him continuing to be the RB1 that he showed last week against Tampa Bay, which is a mediocre defense.
Yes.
Can you agree with that?
Yeah, it is a mediocre defense. The defense, they knew they were going to run the ball. For his first game with the team, I think he did really well. I know he's
amazing,
a veteran,
yeah.
So you know I'm sure he can pick some stuff like that up pretty quickly. If I have him, I'm going to try to sell him really high for a top end RB1. You know, if I could flip him for like Melvin Gordon
Howard?
Or somebody like that, or maybe even
Jordan Howard. I think J.J. would be your number one target. He didn't do anything last night or yesterday, but he looked amazing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, people that didn't watch the game might still think he's kind of shitty, but he definitely performed this week.
Right. He's getting the work. And with the new offensive line coach that isn't doing cocaine, it might be a little bit better for him. So if I have Adrian Peterson, I'm really happy that I got him for super cheap. And if you're thin on running back, you could still, you know, put him in as RB2. I do believe that. I don't think he's an RB1 rest of the season. But
oh God, no.
Flip him for an RB1, and it might be worth something. If not,
even for an RB2, I would even consider Lamar Miller. I know that's a little. I'm not in love with Lamar Miller, but he's still producing at a good enough standard. You know,
right.
Like I think I'd rather have Lamar Miller rest of the season versus Adrian Peterson personally.
Yeah. Doug Martin.
I would add Doug Martin.
Yeah,
I would do that in a heartbeat.
Yeah. All right, Chris Ivory, with Bilal Powell out, you kind of thought Elijah. I mean, I'm not saying you. I know you thought this as well.
Wait,
but
did you say Chris Ivory, who hasn't been with the Jets in what? How many years?
Oh, jeez, that's pretty bad.
That's bad.
That's pretty bad.
That's worse than brisket. Let me just say.
I don't know why. What I was. It's kind of a. I talked about. Larry Fitzgerald. The other. I think something maybe is wrong with me.
I believe it.
I know. I said Larry Fitzpatrick.
Oh, that's not too bad.
That's pretty bad. But yeah, Chris Ivory. I'm sorry, not the Jets. I don't know what I was thinking. I'm sorry. Anyways, he had 9 receptions for 74 yards and 1 reception touchdown. That one long one to start the game off right after Leonard Fournette ran it off a big one. So, are you buying into this Chris Ivory deal or no? I'm not.
As a handcuff, right now, Fournette said he's playing this week, so I'm not worried about it at all. I think you if you own Fournette or any other elite running back, you should probably handcuff him at this point in the season. You're getting towards a midway point, so I think it's a good time to start thinking about handcuffs. And Ivory is a top-notch one.
Yeah, I believe so, and I do agree with you 100%. Now's the time to start acquiring your handcuffs. Early in the season, it wasn't so important because you had time to make it up. But as the season goes on, you want to start handcuffing your guys, and especially your big guys, Melvin Gordon, Leonard Fournette.
If you lose it, those two guys, just like you said, have really great handcuffs. I love Brandon Oliver and Eckler, and Chris Ivory has proven that he can carry the load if he needs to.
Yeah.
So
okay,
there'll be a downgrade, but you'll still have someone out there versus having nobody.
Right.
Sorry. Go ahead.
I agree. The reason why I was thinking Jets is because the guy right after Ivory is Matt Forte. So going back to my Elijah McGuire stance, I believed he was going to have a bigger day than he did. Matt Forte ended up with 8 receptions, 59 yards. He had 16 PPR points. So
he started off hot.
Yeah, he did. I still believe in Elijah McGuire. I think Elijah McGuire is very talented. If Bilal Powell's out.
He hasn't done anything, Dale. He hasn't done anything. Yeah, I think he has, 2 yards a carry right now, Elijah McGuire?
Before the season, before this game, he was doing, he did okay.
No, Dale. Okay, look, if you're in a dynasty league or a deep bench league, sure, hold on to him because, eventually the Jets are going to go back to their losing ways and they're going to go to their rookies. Hold on to him for later in the season, but it's a mess anyways. When Powell comes back, it's going to be a three-headed monster, and they're not going to be usable, any of them. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay.
So, yeah, he should be talented, sure, but, it's going to be like Alvin Kamara, Mark Ingram, and Matt Ford. It's just going to be a three-headed monster, and none of them are going to be useful at all.
Okay.
It's going to be the same. I don't know.
Yeah.
I hope that makes sense.
Yeah. No, Elijah McGuire, his yards per carry has been around 2 yards per carry the last couple of games, and he did have that one game, big game against Jacksonville a couple weeks ago. But besides that, not doing awesome. So, all right. My guy, Ted Ginn, he had 4 targets with 4 receptions. So I want to give a big fuck you to everybody that – is that too aggressive? I don't know. But
how bad his catch
percentage was and that he couldn't catch and he was going to drop all the balls and that Willie Snead was going to be the man. And we haven't seen anything of Willie Snead. Ted Ginn, 4 for 4 for 66 yards and a touchdown, his second touchdown of the season. Are you taking this Ted Ginn? Maybe he's a second option here?
Can we just jump right to the chase about all this? Are you worried about Michael Thomas?
Very.
I think that's a real conversation. Sorry, I don't mean to cut you off about Ted Ginn. Ted Ginn is great flex. He has high upside. But that's all he's ever going to be.
Sure.
I think the real question is, are you worried about Michael Thomas? Because this is a conversation now.
Yeah. I think Thomas has a talent, and you are definitely buying him cheap if you do buy him. But I am worried. I am worried that this offense is going to spread things around so much. The defense is actually, New Orleans defense was a top scoring fantasy defense of the week. I think they are improved. I know earlier in the season they didn't look like they were, but I think they have improved. They done better this season so far, and I don't know if Michael Thomas is going to be the man. I don't know if anybody's going to be.
I don't think if anyone's going to be the man, it's going to be Mark Ingram or Alvin Kamara. I think that's clear. They want to run the ball over there. That is crystal clear.
Yeah, I agree. And if they're not going to run the ball, they're going to pass it to Alvin Kamara.
Exactly. So, yeah, if you own Michael Thomas, do you sell high? Do you buy low?
You're buying low on Michael Thomas. If you're going to get Michael Thomas, you can buy low on him. Let me give you a list of a few guys that I think I would buy low. Let me pull this list.
Wait, because this is a whole conversation that we had scheduled for the podcast. So do you want to just jump right into it? Because, we could talk about Cooper. We could talk about Julio Jones.
And look, the beauty of Eat Sleep Fantasy is we're just talking fantasy football, and I hope that people are going to pick up little nuggets along the way. Are we the most
chicken nuggets?
Exactly. We talk about chicken
nuggets with some barbecue sauce.
We talk about chicken nuggets. We talk about Aaron Rodgers. We talk about Ted Ginn. I don't really think it matters as long as we just talk about these guys. I really want to talk about selling Michael Thomas. I'm going to give you a list of names, and you tell me if you would take, basically you're buying low. So are you, you would take Jordy Nelson for Michael Thomas without Aaron Rodgers?
I would have, I'd rather have Michael Thomas.
Okay. Would you rather have Michael Thomas or Chris Hogan?
Michael Thomas.
Yeah. Chris Hogan. It looks like Gronk. Gronk is back and Cooks is the back. Guy as well. I'm not I'm not too high on Hogan any, as much as I was. How about Larry Fitzgerald or Michael Thomas?
That's closer, Larry Fitzgerald. But okay, before we go, I just want to say this. Larry Fitzgerald does this every year. He starts off so fucking hot. Like, he's amazing for like 6 weeks, 7 weeks straight, and then just falls off a giant cliff, and everyone's like, what the fuck? He was top 25 last year. How is he doing this bad?
Right.
He does this every year. Guys, just get out of it.
I
trade him away. I'd rather have Michael Thomas rest of the season.
I don't know about that, man. Would you take Alshon Jeffrey for Michael Thomas?
Michael Thomas.
Okay, so you're really, you're not selling him. You're not selling. It sounds like you believe in Thomas way more than I do.
Well, I mean, you named a bunch of guys that are just as shitty as he is, or, you know, like, you didn't give me, would I rather have Michael Thomas or Jarvis Landry? I'd rather have Jarvis Landry.
Okay.
You're not naming guys that are very appealing to me at all.
Okay. All right. And it's going down the list pretty good. T.Y. Hilton.
I'd rather have T.Y. Hilton.
Okay. Fair enough. All right. Let's move on. Is Nelson Agholor, like, for real?
Yeah.
He had
I'm buying into it.
Yeah. 7 targets, 4 receptions. He had 55 yards and a touchdown.
I love Nelson Agholor. I've been saying that for a while. I'm all about it.
You were saying that when he was doing crappy too?
Yes. I say he was a number one waiver pickup back when week two. Yes. I believe in him.
Okay.
I believe in Nelson Agholor.
Okay.
I think he's a true number one over there. Alshon Jeffrey might be playing that role, but he is the number one wide receiver to own with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Agholor definitely has more boom potential, that's for sure. Agholor finished with 15, just over 15 points in a PPR league and 11.5 in standard. So not
a
bad.
He looks so smooth catching the ball. I don't know if you're ever watching him play, Dale, but he looks so smooth.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a good option for Carson Wentz. The last good surprise of the week, I feel, is Robbie Anderson.
Mm.
Yeah, 12 targets.
Yeah.
Not a ton of receptions, only 4 receptions, but he did have 76 yards.
I like his name.
Why?
But that's all I like about him.
He's getting the work, and he has 12 targets. He had 12 targets. I know it was against a pretty shitty defense. Sorry, Austin, but
the worst. I would say. I mean, I don't know if I'm crazy. I think the New England Patriots are the worst defense in the NFL.
Yes, for sure. I'm not gonna say for sure.
Go ahead, Austin. Say something. You can unmute yourself. Yeah, you're on.
Yeah,
you're on the East League Fantasy.
Yeah, they're about 30 and 32.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for the conversation. some of the busts. I know personally C.J. Anderson, Devontae Freeman were both on my team playing against you. And then Michael Thomas, we already talked about, and Chris Hogan, we kind of already talked about as well. Are any of these guys that you're selling, or is this just a bad week for C.J. Anderson? I know you hate C.J. Anderson. You always have.
I don't hate him this much, Dale. I don't hate him this much. Like, that's pretty – this is like a new low for C.J. Anderson, Dale. He's had 2 weeks like this.
I hate C.J. Anderson.
It was a shitty week for him, for the entire Broncos as a whole. I'm not too worried about him, but it sucks.
I think that C.J. Anderson's best days are behind him. He's going to fall back to being a kind of an RB2/3, we thought he was. If you can sell him for, give me some names like Adrian Peterson. I'd rather have Adrian Peterson over C.J. Anderson the rest of the way. Do you agree?
No, absolutely not.
Do you want to make that an e-bet?
Yes. Ooh,
From week six to week...
No. Starting week seven.
All right. Week six to what? 12?
Okay. Week 6 through 12, I have C.J. Anderson. You have Adrian Peterson.
That's an e-bet.
And you said week six.
No, I didn't. Did I say week six?
Yes, he did.
Yes. He tricked me. Nice. No, week seven, motherfucker.
All right, week 7 to week 13, that's fine.
And it's, wait, hold on. Have they both had their byes?
Peterson had his bye with the New Orleans Saints. I think the Cardinals is like week 11 or 12.
Okay, so how are we going to do that?
I don't fucking know. He's already had his bye, hasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, CJ Anderson has.
All right, just add a game for Adrian Peterson at the end. We'll just go one more. We'll add week 6 into it, and it's fine.
Okay, this isn't going to work. Never mind. Let's avoid Forget this. This is a train wreck.
All right, we'll continue. Okay. Where are we at? Yeah, I still rather have DeMarco Murray over CJ Anderson. I think they're both going to be a mess. I think with the development of Devontae Booker, I think it's going to be even more of a mess. I don't know if you agree with that.
No, I don't agree with that at all. CJ Anderson's still going to be the man there. I understand that he has talented running backs behind him. I understand that, but CJ Anderson's too good. He had a bad week, but so did everybody on that offense. You're not going to bench everybody. I mean, did Jamal Charles have a great week? No. Nobody did, so I'm not worried
Booker had a good week. Demaryius Thomas had a good week. Emmanuel Sanders had a good week.
Demaryius Thomas did have a great week. That offense in a whole, and that defense did not.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Okay. There weren't a lot of touchdowns scored.
Yeah. All right, Devonta Freeman, I'm not worried about him, and I am worried about Michael Thomas and Chris Hogan. All right.
What are you doing with Chris Hogan? I personally feel like trade him away right now before his value continues to plummet. I think it's time for cooks. I think it's the cook time.
Yes.
I want to make that a phrase. Cookies? Time for cookies? Never mind. Never mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm worried about Chris Hogan as well. He was a red zone monster before when Gronk is out, and he's not doing that as much. So, okay. I'm sorry. I gotta. Austin, can you slow down on the chat?
Please. Because
it keeps ringing in my ear every time you say something.
Jesus. Okay. Can you send me the sheet sale before you continue? Because I can't keep track.
You didn't get anything?
No, I haven't gotten anything.
It's all right. I'll just keep narrating.
I do. No, I didn't get it. No. All right. Just continue narrating. Go ahead. All right.
3, 2, 1. Okay. Hold on. I'll back all the way back up because I don't know where we even left off. This is horrible.
We're talking about Chris Hogan.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. I am worried about Chris Hogan just because Gronk is back, and for now he's healthy and stealing every single red zone look that Chris Hogan has gotten. I do believe he was targeted once or twice in the end zone, definitely once inside the 5-yard line, I remember. But yeah, Gronk is going to be that role for the rest of the season as long as he's healthy, and Cooks is who we thought he would be. I love Cooks the rest of the season, and it just means Chris Hogan's going to be the third wheel, and I'm not too excited about that.
Yeah, I 100% agree. I mean, eventually he'll get injured, but I think it's going to become more of an Amendola. It's going to benefit Amendola more than it will Chris Hogan when Gronk goes down. That's just my personal opinion. Mm. But yeah, I love seeing that stat line with Cooks with 93 receptions on 6 receptions.
Yeah.
Like, that's amazing. I love that. I know that's not crazy or anything, but it's not coming from one big play, and that's what I want to see.
Yep. Just some guys. We'll go over the injuries in depth probably tomorrow's pod. But just guys to look at, we all know Aaron Rodgers is probably out for the season.
Can we talk about this before we move forward? I think this is like a big deal.
Okay, why?
I mean, we got to talk about like what's the ramifications? What are we going to do about this?
Yeah, that's what I said. We'll talk about that in another pod. We don't need to get into it today because we still got waivers to talk about.
Can I just say people should pick up Hudley? I just believe in him. He's a mobile quarterback. He's going to be like a Tyrod Taylor-like quarterback. If you're looking for him for a quarterback since you lost Rodgers, I think Hudley is a good option. Don't go get yourself Andy Dalton or, you know, some garbage-ass quarterback that's...
Okay, I'll make a neat bet on that. Week 7 through 12, Hudley is quarterback.
A top 24 quarterback.
Armando, what? That's not very bold.
Hey,
you think Andy Dalton won't be a top 24 quarterback?
I think I think that there's more upside to Hudley, and in that offense.
Why?
Because it's a well-coached team with good players around them, with Aaron Jones, Ty Montgomery, Jordy Nelson, Martellus Bennett, Davante Adams.
Okay. You know some of the skilled players on the Packers would get it.
It's a well-coached team. They're going to make points happen. He's a mobile quarterback. He's going to create points with his legs versus someone like Andy Dalton, who's dependent and is not matchup proof.
Okay. Andy Dalton over Hudley rest of the season.
Okay, sounds good. Rest of the season. But Andy Dalton has had his bye. Hudley has not.
Hey, we're just going by ranking.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, I'll take Hudley. That's a neat bet.
All right. Moving on, just really quick, like I said, just talk about injuries. We'll get more in depth, but definitely, guys, if you haven't heard of that, these guys are injured, maybe look it up or wait for our podcast tomorrow. Jameis Winston, Leonard Fournette, Emmanuel Sanders, and Golden Tate. All guys that you probably had in your lineup at some point if you owned them. So definitely look.
The only two guys that are going to miss weeks are going to be Emmanuel Sanders and Golden Tate, from my understanding. Maybe Jameis Winston. So those are the only two guys you should be really sad about.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's get into some waiver wire, just some guys that you maybe want to look into. Let's start with Darren McFadden here. We don't know what Ezekiel Elliott is going to. What's going to happen with Elliott? He may not play. They're going to, appeal the suspension, blah, blah, blah. Nobody really knows yet. So I am advising that everybody pick up Darren McFadden. It's pretty well known that he's going to get the looks and not Alfred Morris, even though Alfred Morris has been on the field more than McFadden. McFadden's role is the same as Elliott's would have been. So
I'm going to advise against that.
Why?
Because I feel like it's going to be a running back by committee. Alf Morris and Darren McFadden are both very good running backs.
Okay.
And have succeeded in the NFL in the past.
Okay.
And I don't know. I don't feel like any of them are going to be a viable start. You know, you might have them for 6 weeks as a spot starter if you need someone, to fill in. Sure, waste a waiver pick. But personally, I value my waiver wires. And I don't think I want to get someone who I know is only good for 6 weeks and he's going to be splitting the work. And that O-line has not been good in comparison to last year. I don't think either one's going to be an RB2 the rest of the way. So I would just personally stay away, save it for Darkwa or someone else that can keep the work, and has more upside for the rest of the season versus a 6 week spot starter.
Okay. I'm kind of believing Brian Brodus, writer for the Cowboys website, says that he is sure that McFadden will be the team starter if Zeke misses any time.
Right. That's fine. They said Yante Carew was going to be the starter against Devontae Parker. He didn't catch a fucking ball. Like, it doesn't matter who starts the game, it's who finishes it. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Let's make you a quote on that.
Right? You like that?
Like a picture of a beach with that quote. I got it.
Yeah, right?
All right. So we're split on that, but I'm definitely looking in Darren McFadden's way if you need a running back.
Austin, unmute yourself. What do you want to say?
Hey, I really think it's going to be McFadden in between the tackles, and it's going to be the Morris. It's going to be the catching down back. So, for the 6 weeks, I'm going McFadden.
That's fair.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
And Darkwa sucks.
Jesus. Well, we're going to talk about Darkwa next. He is owned in less than 10% of leagues right now. He looks like he has this running back, this backfield job in the Giants for whatever that's worth. He did have 21 carries, the most by any Giant running back this entire season. Not only this weekend he had the most carries, but he had more carries than any other Giants running back in a game this season. And he had 117 yards. All of a sudden, this Giants offense decided to play, which is nuts.
Right? Oh, I'm all about it, man. I love it. I told you they weren't that bad. You were just not loving it.
Well, you were trying to make the case for for Gallman, and Gallman is droppable. It's Darkwa's job. You agree?
Well, I guess it depends. They're both getting an ample amount of work. I think Gallman had like 10 to 11 carries, and Darkwa had like 15.
21.
I think
I just said it. Darkwa had 21 carries. He had the most of it. Any Giants in this season.
Okay, fine. Darkwa is definitely the guy you want to own. I do believe in Gallman, and he is the rookie, and he will get work, but he's not startable. He is rosterable, though. Darko has proven to be an unhealthy guy. He's constantly injured.
Yeah. He is a running back 2/flex on good matchups. I'm not playing any Giants running back on against a good running defense. So
is that what you said last week when you said don't pick up Darkwa, and then Darkwa went off and was a beast?
Yeah. What's your point? I don't know what you're trying to say.
I'm saying that Darkwa is beyond that at this point. I think he's definitely worth an RB2/flex. He's moved a little higher than
that's what I just said.
Spot star. You said he wasn't even flexible unless he's playing just a good matchup.
Today,
I'm rewind
the tape. I just said he was RB2/flex on a good play.
I'm saying he's definitely startable. RB2 doesn't matter the matchup. He just rushed against the Denver Broncos and did pretty well.
I understand.
I think he's.
We're saying the same thing. Why are you arguing with me?
I'm saying that matchups aren't as important as you're saying them to be.
I wish I could rewind this just now because I'm pretty sure you said not to pick him up.
I said Gallman is not worth a start.
Okay. I missed that. Gallman, definitely not. Gallman, yeah, is not even worth putting on your roster. And you're saying he is. I got you. I understand. Okay.
All right. Let's move on. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, guys, who listened through that. That was...
You just want to argue with me is a problem.
I'm just watching our game slowly as my points dwindle.
All right.
Go ahead.
All right. Deion Lewis. Nobody really expected him to kind of take over the way he did after Mike Gillisley fumbled in the first quarter. The Jets went with Lewis, and he put up 29 snaps, took 11 carries for 52 yards and a touchdown.
Dale, you're misspeaking a lot. You never misspeak, dude. This is crazy.
Why would I say?
You said the Jets.
No, I didn't.
Over the Pats. Yeah, you did. Rewind the tape, Dale.
No, he played the Jets.
You said...
Are you sure? God,
he
damn
said,
it.
Yeah, you did. See, Austin just said, yeah, you did. Okay. All right, whatever. I agree. I think it's crazy. I think Deion Lewis is definitely worth a waiver wire pickup. They are splitting the work straight up 50-50 right now, and I think Deion Lewis is worth a waiver wire. If you're one or two, no. But if you're in desperate need of a running back and you lost somebody this week, like Fournette maybe, I think Deion Lewis is worth a roster spot.
They're not really splitting the work. I mean, Mike Gillisley did have 10 carries. Deion Lewis had 11, but Mike Gillisley didn't play much after he fumbled. So,
yeah, he came back in after, what, I think a quarter. Sure. He didn't touch the ball.
Right. Okay. Sam Samaje. God, I hate his name. Samaje Perine. What's your thoughts on this? He scored on Sunday. I cut him.
I cut him where I could. I was like, all right, thanks for the touchdown. You're fucking out, dude. I'm done with it. He's bad.
Like, I mean, he's a starting running back, which means something, but he's not very good.
I can't believe how, like, I mean, they want him to be good. They really do. Yeah. They're like force feeding the ball.
He's just not. I mean, but he barely gets 3 yards a carry. It's bad.
Kelly has a job.
If he clears waivers, he's worth rostering. I'm not sure I'm wasting a waiver wire pick on Samaje.
Nope. Let him go. Don't waste your time. Chris Thompson, though, Rob Kelly's. I like Rob Kelly a lot more than I did earlier in the season now. Now that I see what Samaje Perine is, I'd rather have Rob Kelly the rest of the way.
If he can play.
Right. Either way, I'd rather have Chris Thompson. Perine is not going to be on my rosters anywhere. He's bad.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. Some wide receivers I want to talk about. I think my number one wide receiver target, if you really needed one, is Marvin Jones. We don't know the full status of Golden Tate as of this recording. What's happening with Golden Tate? Last I heard, he could be out for a couple games. We'll see. Don't quote me on that. But Marvin Jones, it was getting more of a snap share than Golden Tate to begin with. And man, Matthew Stafford targeted Marvin Jones multiple times in the end zone.
Yeah.
He just likes to play with him.
I agree. Yeah, I'm all about that. Just a little deeper is, I think his name is Brandon Fowler.
Yes.
With Emmanuel Sanders out, I think he was targeted just as much as Marvin Jones in the red zone this week when he went out.
Yep. Yep.
So both those guys, if you are in desperate need of a wide receiver, I think both those guys. I 100% agree with you on Marvin Jones. Marvin Jones 1, Fowler 2.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. I mean, Marvin Jones had 22 targets in the last two games. That's being in this offense is... That's pretty important stuff. if Golden Tate comes back, I still think Marvin Jones is an option at least.
Yeah, and I just want to add one more. He's not on the list or anything, but Juju, I'm not going to say his last name, Smith, I think he's slowly taking over the Martavis Bryant role, especially with Bryant requesting a trade. Juju has been a lot better than Martavis Bryant so far this season as well.
Yeah,
so
did you see the whole stuff with Martavis Bryant's girlfriend tweeting and all that stuff?
No, what happened?
Yeah,
that sounds great.
He needs to get out of there. He needs to be somewhere that they're going to use him, and he's too talented and knows the game too well to be on this team or be in this role. She seemed pretty
upset. What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's like, that's not good. I would not want Erica tweeting about me playing football.
Yeah. tight end, if you're in need of a tight end, I think Zach Miller is an awesome option.
You can go on the other side of that as well. I agree with you, Zach Miller over Deion Sims, but Deion Sims has been pretty good as well, surprisingly.
Yep.
But yeah, I'd rather have Zach Miller. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt your spiel.
Yep. And we talked about Tyrod Taylor a little bit last week with his good schedule. Don't forget, if you are streaming quarterbacks, we'll get into the streamers a little bit later too, but he has three very favorable matches coming up, including the Jets. So if you're streaming, Tyrod Taylor might be a guy that you can start for the next 2 or 3 weeks. Just FYI. And don't forget about Ryan Fitzpatrick if Jameis Winston misses time. Ryan Fitzpatrick is serviceable, and he has great weapons, probably better weapons than he ever had. So
He was pretty good with Brandon Marshall and Eric Deckerdale.
I think he has better weapons now.
I don't know, man. Mike Evans, I know he caught that late touchdown, but beyond that, I was a little nervous.
It's not Evans' fault.
Dale, I'm worried about Mike Evans. He hasn't had a 100-yard game yet.
Okay.
And I love Mike Evans.
Okay.
Would you do DeAndre Hopkins for Mike Evans straight up?
Yes.
Oh my God, I'm about to get Mike Evans. Oh my God. I'm so excited.
I think I would.
All right. I love
Mike Evans. It's close. I like Mike Evans too. He's probably one of the most talented wide receivers, a big body. I just like DeAndre Hopkins. I think Deshaun Watson is going to get better and better, and DeAndre Hopkins is his top target. So Deshaun Watson is better than Jameis Winston. Can we say that yet?
Yeah, we could say that.
Yeah, I believe so.
All right, wow. We might have a trade in the making, guys, live on air.
Just a report. I know you guys listening have already seen Monday night's episode, but if you're rooting for me, I'm down by 3 points, actually, because we're playing. Oh, man. I am like just a little over 3 points away from Armando. So 1 3-point field goal will not win it for me. I need one more field goal here, and I can one long field goal, and I can win.
Mm-hmm. And it's a third quarter with 9 minutes left, and all they're doing is scoring field goals. When are they going to be upset about this? Jesus Christ.
The problem is they're down by so much, they're going to stop kicking field goals soon. So I got to get another field goal in.
I mean, they're only down by 7, but eventually they're going to be like, oh, we got to score a fucking touchdown, guys.
You know what would be crazy? If, say, he gets a 40-yarder, right, and I win, or I'm up by like 0.8, and then he misses an extra point to end the game, and then I lose that point for a missed extra point.
Or Delaney Walker fumbles the ball because you have him going as well.
Oh, yeah.
You're literally 30 yards or a field goal away. You're going to win.
No,
it's a third quarter.
That. I don't want you to say that. You know, you texted me and called me all weekend, and I purposely did not call you back. You know that, right?
I just wanted to congratulate. I'm not fucking stupid. I know that. All right. Where are we at? I think we're covered. Is that the episode, Dale?
Yeah, I believe so, man. Again, you guys can follow us on Eat Sleep FF on Twitter. I sent out a shit ton of decals. Armando, I think we sent out like 75 decals.
Pretty impressive.
If you guys want one, well, it's impressive for me because my hand hurts because I hand wrote everything. I got to figure out a better system than handwriting every single one. But if you guys want a decal, go to our website. There's a little drop down for it. You could just click, get a free sticker, and then put your email address and everything. Put your full name and your full address, not email address, I'm sorry, full name and full address on there. So many people just sent me an email saying, send me a sticker, and didn't give me an address or anything. And
does this mean I have 75 friends?
Yeah, it means that at least 75 people are listening to us.
Or like me.
Well, it has nothing to do with liking you. I don't know where you're getting that from, or that they're even your friends.
They want my sticker.
I got a shit ton of stickers. I probably have a stack of maybe 3 inches tall of stickers left. So we got plenty of stickers. I spent way too much money on them. They're really good quality. You probably put them on your car and they'll last probably 10 years.
Jesus.
And for a 5-minute member, look, we're sending out t-shirts, but we don't have big boy sizes. And I keep getting requests for big boy sizes. So I don't know if you want to buy some just to give out, or...
Are you saying we don't have children's sizes?
Huh?
Or like, what do you mean big boy? Like toddler sizes?
No, like double XL and above.
That's big. That's big, big, big.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We have hefty listeners.
That's fair enough.
Or just people that like really baggy shirts. That could be the case.
Yeah, that could be it. We have thugs to listen to us.
I wouldn't really call them thugs.
It's possible.
I do have a small shirt. How about this? How do you want to give away a small shirt? Do you think anybody listens to us or wears small?
How about the first person that tweets at us for a small shirt gets it, because we don't have any small listeners.
They'll
give it to their girlfriend, and we'll have an attractive woman wearing our t-shirt, which we don't have yet.
I don't say that. I gave away a few shirts to attractive women.
Name one. Not named your wife.
No, I mean, like, listeners. We've sent listener shirts.
I was going to get you in trouble, so I was going to do it.
Yeah. Okay. So, anyways, I don't know. We got to figure out something to do with a small shirt. I don't know what to do with it.
You can jizz on it, and never mind.
Jeez.
You can use it to wipe up your jizz. That's what I wanted to say.
All right. Before we leave, again, I want to thank everybody for listening to us on our live show on Friday. It was awesome. We appreciate all the calls. Pretty much back-to-back callers the entire show, so we appreciate it. And again, thanks for listening. For Armando Crespo, my name is Dale, and Austin behind the glass. Thanks for listening, and we will talk to you tomorrow.